This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Listen, you know, we're going through very difficult times. And I just did an interview with Daniela Camboni for Stansberry, going later this week. And she said to me, "I'm so sorry, you're so sad." And I said, "You know, my work is to forecast trends. And I see the future. And it's hell on earth. They've taken us into World War III, and there's no pushback at all." I'm also mentioning this to you because the big, you know, it happened in my lifetime, you know, the three big downs were first how that fraud Fauci, you know, sold the AIDS epidemic. You know, it wasn't killing straight people. Fact. But he sold it, and, you know, I grew up at a time of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man. And then it started to change. I mean, it was a free world. And then what really, really brought it down to the next low level started happening under Clinton with his wars. Every time he got caught with his pants down, you know, bombs away over Iraq, kills over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. And Madeline, not all that bright, who's dead, know how they honored her, the ambassador, UN ambassador at the time, and Leslie Stahl says the death of those 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five was worth it. That's a quote. Was worth it. Oh, yeah, but Russia, you know, their killing is, those are war crimes. Bill Clinton's, they're not war crimes. I'm talking to you about the decline of this country. It's been happening under one president after another. Right, you know, and again, there's those books out about, there is two little clowns. And the guy and I are a little daddy's boy, a little moron of a nothing, Georgie Bush. Jerk of the trades. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, lied us into that war. Lied us into the war of, the Afghan war. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Now, I was talking about Jimmy Carter, the clown. Everybody loves a little peanut farmer. That's the guy that allowed interstate banking so the J.P. Morgan Chases could take over the country. Let him raise interest rates on credit cards. One created the Mujahideen, today called Al-Qaeda. And Brzezinski, oh yeah, the daughter's on with the meeting Joe, whatever that clown is in the morning. That guy who did it, oh, his son is an ambassador now. It's one freak after another. Nixon, Johnson, Lyndon Johnson got us into the Vietnam War. And one after another. And Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Yeah. We're going to get that guy Osama. Oh, no, I want that guy Assad out of there. No, Celente, you have to say it proper like Obama would. I want that guy Gaddafi out. I want him out of there. We got to bring freedom and justice and take their oil. People, I get these emails that, you know, you're angry. You know, if you weren't so angry and yelling, more people would listen to you. Save your crap. Don't want to hear it. You know, I tell a story. I was out in front of my building here with the lovely Liliana one day. It was the last day of the 30th. Of October last year. Yeah, I want that guy out of there. And this guy walks by, about 30, 35 years old, big guy, got chains on, tattoos. And I have a little, you can't come into my office, I have a little thing, you know, private office, a little chain going across. And he wants to come in. And I'm very nice to him, I say, "You can't come in." And he starts screaming and yelling at me. And then he says, "You're nothing but a white racist, a white supremacist, and I've seen you on Alex Jones." You're a disgusting piece of garbage. And I'm sitting there having coffee outside, espresso. I'll tell you what happens when we come back. Stay tuned.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get the great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells and turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
So anyway, the guy starts yelling at me because I'm on The Alex Jones Show. I do post an hour. And I'm saying to the guy, listen, man, calm down, take it easy. I have a lady over here. And he starts cursing at me. And that's when I got up and I called this guy out. And I can't say what I said because they wouldn't allow it on this show. It would be called cursing. It wasn't cursing. It was a proper language being used at that time. And I'm screaming my guts off at this guy, calling him every... Come on, I'll F you up, man. I had enough of this. And this is after the guy threatened me. I'm making this point because I didn't say, oh, please, sir, would you kindly stop that? You know, that's not nice that you're saying that. As this guy's calling me out, wants to take me out, I became angry. I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. I had taught close combat for many years. I'll attack the attacker. You want to come at me? Come on. You're calling me out? Come on. My wife is on, you're coming at me with a woman here? I'm mentioning this because he who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Do you hear that? He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Now, staying away from that, what I just talked about, I am angry at what's going on in our lives and how they've robbed us of our joy and freedom. They sucked it out of us with the COVID war. Things were tough before, and now it's finished. I see people walking all over the place with masks on up here. Business stinks. You know, I don't carry a cell phone. I said, you know, I should take a picture outside. No cars out here. You couldn't get a parking space. It was the biggest complaint everybody had. Office occupancy rates in the toilet. All the businesses that depended on commuters, gone. Dry cleaners, 30% of them out of business. Office occupancy rates, what, about 40% in America? 30% in cities like New York and San Francisco and Chicago? Crime rates skyrocketing. Everything that I forecast in the Trends Journal. They are not talking about the biggest real estate crash that's going to happen in written history when the office building occupancies exit stage right. What do I need 7 floors of an office building? Yeah, stay home and work for 3 days. I just save myself a lot of money and you hate an hour and a half commuting each way. I have my executive assistant Yeah, she stays home 2 days a week. I don't bother her. I trust her. She does a great job. We are going to see a crisis the likes of which we've never seen before. And the new internet meta world makes some of that possible, the good and the bad and the ugly of it. And now all these leveraged debt that they have has to be paid off. Oh, his interest rates are going up. Now I'm going to go back to being angry. They did this to us, little slime balls like arrogant Andy Cuomo. Freaks, arrogant boy, Gavin Newsom. Another little daddy's boy, a member of the club, locking down everything as he's gobbling up at the French Laundry at $400 a plate or whatever it is. Making up this crap. Don't be angry, Salenti. Bend over and swallow it. Be a good American. Swallow the crap. Swallow the crap. It's America. Roll out the red carpet. Here comes the president. All you guys in your military drag with all your emblems on, don't forget to salute. Here comes your president. Angry? You bet I am. You know why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust, said St. Thomas Aquinas. Look at that arrogant little boy. That arrogant little boy. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Hey, election time is coming. That's right. Don't forget to vote. Vote for your favorite freak. I like the Repulsicans. I like the Democrats. I'm a clown. I am an American. Yep. This country's a disgrace. If you don't do what you can to support InfoWars and what they're going through now and doing all they can to do the best that they can, you are immoral. That's right. Because this is about anger. Yay. I want to make this clear. Unlike the politicians who've all led perfect lives and never done anything wrong, they are just so perfect, they don't pee or poo. No, 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 no. Not us. We are above you. I pulled a lot of crap in my life, all right? I was in, you know, I'd been in business, you know, in a different world when I was in a different world. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement. At 28 years old, I'm staying at the Willard Hotel and putting my meetings on to Hay Adams. I started growing up. You do stuff, you don't do everything right. Nobody's perfect. Oh, except if you're a politician. Then you're perfect. If I was elected president, I would close down Congress. Finished. We don't need another law. Stay home and go to work. Go to work, you little jerks. Hey, Mitch McConnell, you ever have a job, you slob? Look at the clowns we got running this show. Lindsey Graham, the tough man of war, loves war. That little clown couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Yeah, I'm elected, locked out every state government, every city government, every federal government. I don't need another law or you dictators telling me what to do. You have destroyed life on Earth.
Oh, climate change. Oh, yeah. COVID.
Yeah. How about those pesticides in your food? They're great for you. Give me those GMOs. No, no, no. How about some arsenic in my water? Yeah, there he is, Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Running the duck and cover drill in case a nuclear bomb goes off. That guy? That arrogant guy? You better be angry
if you believe in St. Thomas Aquinas,
or keep swallowing the crap. Be a good American. Swallow the crap. I love Obama, folks. Folks, he's always folks. Poking us, folks, folks. Yeah. You love his wars, the Libyan war? Not a Syrian war. Give me the Yemen war. Hey, how about that troop surge in Afghanistan for the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? Huh? We need a whole new system, and InfoWars is helping you do it. They are a new system. They're a system of freedom and justice. And me, I'm the deacon of the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice, and Occupy Peace and Freedom. So, united we stand, divided we die, and this is the time to unite, now more than ever. So again, do what you can to support InfoWars. When I come back, I'm going to talk about what's going on in the equity markets and what you have to watch out for, and also what's going on in the world and what you have to watch out for. InfoWarsStores.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, we're fighting the new world order. That I was talking to this guy, bartender, great place, the Hudson House. It's on the Hudson River. Ugh, beautiful job they've done. It was an old monastery or something. And anyway, the guy said, what accent? I said, so I'm Polish. And the guy, I started talking about Ukraine, and he was right on the same page. He knew the facts, like the people don't know. You ask anybody where Ukraine is on a map, they can't find it, you know. And they pump crap like a clown, a little boy of nothing. Another daddy's boy. There's still a kid. There's still a guy going to my hero, Zelensky. What are you talking about? You're a comedian, for God's sakes. What do you know about the facts? Oh, you don't know about the corruption in Ukraine and how Zelensky was a comedian and he became president and he promised to get rid of the corruption? The oligarchs that ran the country, and he became, you know, he got right in a member of the club. But anyway, going, again, you can't make this stuff up. Talking about, I forgot what I was talking about, Zelensky, Stella, the Ukraine war, the people, they can't find it on a map. And yet they support it and they believe the stuff that's being fed to us. And again, why you have to support InfoWars. So it was a Polish guy, that's it. So we're talking and he said, what's going on in America now was like when I was a young guy growing up when Poland was under the Soviet Union. He said, it's the same with the censorship, how they sell the propaganda, and what they tell you to do. It's no different. Imagine that. Yeah, I can imagine it. When they lock down this country and the world, starting with Italy, and making up garbage. When you sit down, you can take the mask off to eat. But when you stand up and go to the toilet, you got to put the mask on. Because the virus knows when you're standing up. And you got to stand 6 feet apart. Well, if I'm in another country, 6.5 feet. Well, no, 6 feet, because the wind blows directly, it's 6 foot length, and stops. Does it make circles? Does it go up and down? So when you're standing on that plexiglass, it doesn't go under, it doesn't go around, and it doesn't go over. We'll make up anything we want because we're in charge of your life. This is communist America. It's not only communist, it's fascist. And that goes back to the equity markets. Merger and acquisition activity hit an all-time high last year. With the zero interest rate policy, the bigs just keep getting bigger. Oh, now they moved it up to 2.25, 2.50, nothing. Not when inflation is running at 9.1. And by the way, we don't have stagflation. It's not a stagnant economy. It's a declining economy. You saw the numbers come in. We had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. In the old days, used to call that a recession, but we won't anymore because Janet Yellen, who's been screaming that there was no inflation, saying it was temporary, transitory, and then, of course, in the new woke world, we should call it transgendatory, she said there's no recession. So you should believe her. She lied before. It was stupid. Facts are there. Write about it in the Trends Journal, word for word. Going back to April last year, she's saying there's no recession, inflation. And now she's saying there's no recession. It's not going to be stagflation. It's going to be dragflation. The economy's going to drag down, and inflation is going to keep staying high. Are prices going to go as high as they were? Yes and no. Some are going to go down, others are going to go up, but you're still going to have it. Because even if they go down, they're way higher than the way they used to be. We are in for the worst socioeconomic and geopolitical times in recorded history. The economies were going down in economists slammed Facebook for absolutely Orwellian fact check. Yep. Oh, don't talk about Hunter Biden. He can hunt all he wants. Do anything he wants. Could you imagine if they had a picture of me or Alex Jones coked out like this cat, man? Oh, they'd be blasting the hell out of us. But this guy, well, one freak show after another, we won't talk about it because we're prostitutes. We're media whores. We get paid to put out by our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters. We'll do whatever we're told. Can you imagine if they had pictures of me doing with this guy? Oh, they don't like me because I raise my voice and I tell people to F off. But this is okay. You could do that. Hey, you're the president's son. Oh, this guy does a great job. You know, look at it. Look how solid his family is, and he's running our country. You know, by their deeds you shall know them. I'm only me because of my parents, my ancestors. You know. Have I done things that they wouldn't like? You bet. But, you know, not off the board like that, man. So going back to the economy, this COVID war has plunged the economy into an incalculable devastation. It'll come back. Remember the morons? It'll come back. It'll come back. Stay safe. Stay safe. Oh, yeah. Hey, Biden, you got safe. I got all those vaccines. Oh, boy. Glad I got vaxxed. Glad I got vaxxed. Glad I got double vaxxed. I would have died. Hey, that's something. I didn't get vaxxed. I didn't get any vax. How come you don't do a story about me and all the others? Oh, because we're in good health? You mean that? No, this is serious. Again, you got to do everything. Yeah, 1K isolation, CDC. Yeah, isolation. You'd isolate them for good. Again, this is the time of our lives. If we don't unite, and uniting with InfoWars is one of the ways to do it. You know, I do this. I don't get paid to do this. I do this because I believe in what they're doing. You know, and I want to get the word out for freedom, peace, and justice. That's what I fight for. Again, I had a rally up here. It cost a lot of money. And we got nice donations from a lot of people. Thank you very much. But it was a lot of work. I didn't put on a peace and freedom rally for myself. Oh, this place over here called Rough Draft, my tenant in one of my buildings, they closed down at 2 o'clock. You know why? Because there's a political rally, they said. That's right. They lost triple their business they could have had. And it wasn't a political rally. It wasn't about politicians or political parties. It was about peace and freedom. But those are dirty words today. You're not allowed to say them. No one on the media does it. No one. Peace and freedom are dirty words. So you have to, again, what InfoWars is doing is what the government doesn't want because, quote, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. William J. Casey, CIA director. And that's what Americans believe. Everything that's false, that comes from the fake media. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, Greg supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yeah, I love that poster. Peace and Freedom Rally. Yep. Not one piece of coverage in the entire U.S. media. Again, it broke my heart. I didn't do this. I didn't put on a Peace and Freedom Rally for myself. You know, wasn't I? You know, the work that goes into this. The energy. We're pushing for peace. It's a dirty word. You're not allowed to say it on the media. And so going back to supporting Alex Jones and what he said about, you know, that there's nobody covers the variety that they're covering. And somebody, we cover it in the Trends Journal. We look at geopolitical trends, economic trends, the whole high-tech trends, etc., and tell you what's going on, what it means, and what's next, and give you, you know, what to do about it. And we, of course, the motto is think for yourself. But Alex Jones shows a whole different trip. You know, they're giving you a whole broad view of very different things in a different way. And
why it's so important, because the American people don't believe anything until they see it on television. Richard Nixon. Again, look at that little freak of a nothing. Look at that little freak of a nothing boy. And by the way, when I say, you know, when you're young, you're stupid, I voted for Richard Nixon. Yeah. Back then, you're 18-year-olds, that was when it first happened. You could be 18 years old and vote. I voted for Richard Nixon. That's how dumb I was. I believed the Vietnam War. That's how stupid I was. My father, may rest in peace, would be eating dinner. And then he'd look at me and he'd say, you know, son, they say that youth is wasted on the young. And he'd take a couple more bites and he'd say, we're talking about you. You don't know, I love, you know, I got out with a few women back in the day. And I went through a divorce in the mid-90s. And that whole, you know, the millennial, you know, the whole new thing coming out. And I go out with a woman who had children. I said, how's your son? Oh, he is so amazing. How's your daughter? Oh, she's so special. You're a kid. Take it easy. I mean, what are we? They can make an atom bomb, you know? Come on, what are you talking about? And that's the decline of the mentality. And every time things get crappy and disgusting as they are now, they throw out the BS. Oh, the children, the young people will change it. Grow up. Oh, the founding fathers. Oh, they were all youths. I want to just go back to the economy before I move on. So here's the deal. The game is rigged. J.P. Morgan Chase has been convicted of 5 felonies. A clown guy, another arrogant little boy, if you don't want to think it's a revolving door. The guy was the head of the FDA, the so-called Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, the Drug Dealers Administration. In charge of tobacco, you know, the e-cigarettes and putting regulations on the companies. Guess what? He just quit his job and got a job with Philip Morris. All right. It's not a revolving door. It's one door and they're in it. Whereas George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. You think Nancy Pelosi's husband, they're worth, what, $400 or $500 million. They're so much smarter than we are. As the guy's placing bets, you know, on the markets before it's announced. What, are you kidding me? Another daddy's girl. She'd be a nobody if her daddy was the mayor of Baltimore, at the height of Baltimore. Again, it's one big club. Little Andy Cuomo. Arrogant Andy, and little Chrissy. My daddy was Mario. We're going to rename the Tappan Zee Bridge after Mario M. Cuomo. You forgot to put the M in there. Take down the signs. You got to put $30 million. Look at these little boys. Nobodies. Oh, and the clown Cuomo won an Emmy Award. An Emmy Award. You know why? For his great BSing. It's Hollywood. It's dirtbag wood. It's scum wood. The actors, comedians, we're told to look up to. That's who's running our lives. Hey, how about all you guys that sold? Oh, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Vaxxed. Oh, yeah. I remember when the artists were opposed to war, when they were opposed to the government telling us what to do. You're not artists. You're con artists. You're little clown boys of nothing. Oh, calm down, Salenti. Be a coward like the rest of Americans. I will keep fighting for peace and justice. I don't tell anybody what to believe. Gerald Celente is one of the most hated men in Kingston, New York, of the libtards. You know why? Because he believes in freedom, in peace, and justice. And he has rallies for it. While we
the little libtards, little cowardly little boys and girls with real bad attitudes, we swallow the crap, and Salenti won't swallow it. How dare he? How dare he? How dare he have a rally for peace and freedom? I'm closing down my business. I'll show him.
Yeah.
Okay. Not one piece of coverage from the little Daily Freeman newspaper out there. Daily piece of garbage. They hate me. I don't tell people what to do. Do what you want to do. Be who you want to be. But don't tell me I got to believe your crap. I don't swallow crap, and I don't dish it out. You swallow it, and you dish it out, and you want me to swallow it? And you hate me because I won't swallow your crap, and I, Gerald Salenti, a Napolitano born in the Bronx and born to be free, am a true American that honor the founding fathers like George Washington, who warns us not to get involved in foreign entanglements. Europe has a set of primary interests, which to us have none, he said in his farewell address, or a very remote relation. Hence, she, meaning Europe, must be engaged in frequent controversies, meaning they've been fighting wars forever. The causes of which are essentially foreign to our concerns. Foreign to our concerns. Don't get involved. You're an American. I hate you, Salenti! We're going to bring freedom and we're going to bring freedom and democracy to countries around the world. Yeah, he did a great job in Haiti. I like Cuba. Now, Guatemala was great for me. How about Vietnam? No, no, no. I like Iraq. Give me Afghanistan. We're going to bring freedom and democracy to Libya. No, no, no. How about Syria? This is disgusting what's going on. This country's going down the crapper, and we're up to almost over $60 billion of our money going to bloody the killing fields in Ukraine. How dare you speak against that, Salenti? We don't know anything about Ukraine. Can't find it on a map. But we support them because they told us to on TV. I like little Don Lemon. I like Tapper. Gimme Anderson Cooper. I'm really stupid. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, preparetoday.com. And also, they got a whole bunch of great products. And again, you're supporting InfoWars. You're supporting yourself. Again, we've turned into a communist. Oh, the other part I was going to say, we've turned into a communist fascist country. The fascist is merger of state and corporate powers. They're in control. And that's Mussolini's definition. So the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com, and they also have the bodies now. That's on, you get a break on that one right now. It's 25% off. So it's a great product, and it's what you need too. People ask me, what do you do now? You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And these products really help you. And it's used, this bodies is used as a medicinal herb. Like for thousands of years, and turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. So with the ingredients of bodies, it's a 360-degree win. You win, and InfoWars wins. Where you get joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and the powerful ingredients inside this bodies are, you know, they're terrific. You have organic spearmint, turmeric. You know, one after another. So don't wait, because they're going to run out of stock. They always do. And you want to get it now, and you need it now. And you want to support your immune system, because it's a tough time right now, and you really have to build it up. And they have these ancient ingredients, like I said, with turmeric, with bodies, and 25% off from InfoWars Life. So go to InfoWarsStores.com and help support InfoWars, because we're in the time of our life. It is terrible what's going on.
And again, and if you want to know what in the world is going on, you want the Trends Journal. There's no magazine like it. And I'm not saying it because it's my magazine. You show me one like it, and I'd love to see it. Nothing comes close to it. For the grand total of $2 a day. The toilet paper record, the New York Times, is $3 a day, $5 on the weekend. Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. We're giving you $2 a week, 170 pages, 150 pages, 180 pages, all in that range every week, no ads. So we're giving you everything we can, and that's why I'm on InfoWars, to give you everything I can, and that's why InfoWars does. They're giving you everything that they can. They have a great staff. They're really fighting, and we're fighting for freedom, peace, and justice, and those are dirty words in America today. The headline story, when I talk about my magazine compared to the crap you get online and why you go to InfoWars, is the headline story in CNN, right? I just took a look at it now. Former high-level Russian official who left Putin's government reportedly hospitalized. Top story. What do I care? What do I care that some guy's in a hospital? How does that help me? How does that enrich my brain? How does that help me invest? How does that help me know what in the world is going on, what it means and what to do, and what's next? No, it's the Cartoon News Network. It's CNN. And arrogant little boys and girls, dumber than crap. All they do is they read their lines. I used to be on CNN back in the day in the 90s and early 2000s. Like four times a month. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America. Look at that arrogant guy. Lemonhead, vaxxed up, dumbed up. Oh, I should say, to be proper to you, dumbed down. Arrogant vax hawks, chicken hawks, gutless little boys. Oh, all you people that love Zelensky and want to go fight the Russians, hey, dress up, go over, and go do your duty. Not mine. I'm an American. I'm not like you cowards. I'm a true American. Oh, you'll hate this. This might be the last time I'm on InfoWars, because I'm going to read from Dwight D. Eisenhower's farewell address, January 17th, 1961. Our military organization today bears little resemblance to that known by any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. Yep, and now you got it. Now you got it. You got Lloyd Austin. Yes, sir, General Austin. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. With all your medals on. Hey, could you tip over with all them medals over there? Oh, where did Lloyd Austin come from? The general? You mean he sat on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States? Now he's the head of our Department of Defense? Oh, yeah, that guy. Eisenhower. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But now, we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security more than the net income of all United States corporations. This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, and even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Lloyd Austin,
And look at Smiley Miley over there. Look at the eyes of this guy. I love all of your medals of honor. Warmonger! 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 You're not a true American! You're not an Eisenhower! You're not a Washington! You're a military-industrial complex man! Yep. Our toil, resources, and livelihoods are all involved. So it is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. Handsome, healthy man. How many drugs are you taking? Whew. Hey, where are Mad Dog Mattis's eyes? They'll outdo that, cats. Mad Dog Mattis, yeah. Anyway, we must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process, and they have endangered us. Don't be angry, Salenti! Don't fight like a man! Oh, by the way, tell you what happened out there? So when I went after this guy enough, and I'm yelling very loudly and coming in a very fighting way, the guy goes, "Oh, you think you're a tough guy, huh? Oh, you think you're tough. Yeah, yeah." And he starts walking away. Yeah, he didn't expect a 75-year-old guy to get up and call him out. You bet I'm angry. I am a true American. All of you people can hate me for loving peace, freedom, and justice. Go to communism. Go to fascism. Become the dead woke America. Go down the drain. Dress like crap, look like crap, eat crap, become crap. Or go to InfoWars and get all those great products that'll help you thrive and survive in these times. And also the Trends Journal. Do what you can to support us. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. They're doing what they can to help you, and so am I. You go to TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com. It's the only magazine where you're going to read history before it happens. Most of what's going on now, we said what was going to go on. So you got these great products. Yep. You and I, my fellow citizens, need to be strong in our faith that all nations under God will reach the goal of peace with justice. Ah, peace and justice? We hate you, Salenti, for quoting that. We're never going to have you on a show again. You quoted General Eisenhower and General Washington. How dare you? Yep. You know what Eisenhower said? Any man seeking office of president is either an egomaniac or crazy. And that's what we got. Stay tuned for more on InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.